From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, September 4th. The News Desk 10 Stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, Dutch workers strike over welfare cuts to fund higher NAWITO spend. Next, second, from the Hindu Top, discontinue personality test in KPSC recruitment, Congress leader. Congress Vice President S.A. Hussain has urged Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar to discontinue the personality test in Karnataka Public Service Commission recruitment. The selection should rest on written performance, he has suggested. In a letter to the Chief Minister, he said that interview is one stage where nothing is recorded in a form that can be re-examined, and it contributes very little to the assessment of merit. Andhra Pradesh and Telangana have removed it, and the union government has abolished interviews for Group B, C, and D posts, he said. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, Germany's far right stirs business fears ahead of state election. The nationalist alternative for Germany is pushing back on a growing chorus warning that its policies would hit businesses if the far right party secures control of a state government for the first time since World War Roman II. And then, fourth, from Channel News Asia, Singaporeans lured by alleged pyramid scheme linked to investment opportunities in China. Amid a clampdown by Chinese authorities on pyramid schemes, CNA has learnt of at least a dozen Singaporeans who were approached by fellow Singaporeans over a so-called business and investment scheme in China's southern city of Nanning. Next, fifth, from Channel News Asia, 52 Singaporeans arrested, detained in China over suspected pyramid scheme. Three sources told CNA those arrested had been detained since at least mid-July. Singapore, 52 Singaporeans have been arrested and detained in Guangxi, China, over suspected pyramid scheme activities and related offenses. Singapore's Ministry of Foreign Affairs MFA and police said on Friday Sep 4. This is believed to be the largest number of Singaporeans arrested and detained overseas at any one time. Up next, 6th, from NPR News. Trump administration pushes to remove tax exemption for private colleges with DEI policies. The Trump administration is proposing a rule that would strip private schools and colleges of their tax-exempt status if they provide targeted help to students based on their race. Image credit, Stephen Sen. And then, 7th, from Bloomberg Top, U.S. grab of Venezuela denies China oil, billions in debt payments. Next, 8th, from Straits Times. Bolloré's C News gives far-right a bullhorn as French presidential election looms. Paris. Sept 4 conservative pundit Philippe Bilger was a mainstay of the French news channel CNews, known for its hard line on immigration and crime. Governments now moving faster to impose costs on Moscow for its increasing attacks over support for Ukraine. Russia's suspected sabotage campaign across Europe appears to be gathering pace again, confronting governments with a problem they have struggled to solve since the start of the war in Ukraine. How to impose a meaningful cost on Moscow for attacks that remain deliberately below the threshold of conventional war. But after he criticized Israel's conduct in Gaza and defended the judiciary for convicting ex-President Nicolas Sarkozy, his services were no longer needed. Up next, 9th, from The Guardian World, Europe weighs solutions to curtail Russia's growing hybrid warfare. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.